Okay, one last nekuda from the sugya of Abishol, and then we'll start the next gemara. There's one thought I had regarding Abishol as follows. I told you that the Ramah paskins like Taisvis and the Rosh, who paskin like Abishol, that Bisman Hazeh, we only do Chalitza, not Yivam. We also learned that the Ramah brought the member of Rav that ain't kaifin. And kaifin means that if the people want to do Yibum, if the Yavama, the Yavam, want to do Yibum, now like Abishol says to do Chalitza Kedemes, that ain't kaifin, we don't force them. If they want to do Yibum, we let them do Yibum. Now, 1 minute. We learned that Taisvis and the Ramah, Pasnik Abishol, hold that the whole Abishol is Xerid Rabbanim. The Minatayra Yibum goes first, and the Rabbanim made a Xerid that you shouldn't do Yibum first. Lachaira, there should be a tremendous Nafkamina with the Rabbanim. Bishlam of Yeholdis the Dairaisa. If you hold it's a deraisa, as Rav Chanan explained, the Rambam Shita, that the Minat Torah, you're supposed to do Yibum Lishma, L'shei Mitzvah. And that it's a Din Torah, that if you do it Shaloi L'shei Mitzvah, it's Abishol says that it's not Teichei Shesach, and then you don't do Yibum. So then, I understand the Ramah Gans fine. If they come along and they say, we're doing it L'shei Mitzvah, Bezin can't stop them, because if you're doing a L'shei Mitzvah, as I state in the Torah says that Yibum is first. That would be good. But the Ramah holds, like the Nebuchi Yosef, that Abishol is a Gzeira to Rabbanon. If the Rabbanon made a Gzeira not to do Yibum, then how could we say Ein Kaifin? If they come along and they want to do Yibum, the zicha being over in Isid Rabbanan. They're violating in Isid Rabbanan. It's not a question, are they mechavin l'shei mitzvah? They're not mechavin l'shei mitzvah. If it's a Rabbanan, it means Rabbanan will geyser. Rabbanan said, they made a takana, that chalitza kedemis. They made a takana when the person has the wrong das. But the way we understood, when the person zicha has the wrong das, so that's Rabbi Shmuel explains it that way. So the gezeira is only on somebody's mechavel l'shem noy. That's what you're going to say, or stama, I guess.
Most people not
asking for the Shmuel. The Shmuel passed the Rabbi Shmuel said half is the rabbi, half is the rabbi. It doesn't fit with most of the. Right, so we'll go with the mukiyah. So Gzeira de Rabbana. So what does it mean? Rabbana what goes a want?
If it's L'shem Noi, they shouldn't
do it. Dafka L'shem Noi, and Stoma, Mistoma de Walser Geyser. Mistoma de Walser Geyser. So that's what we're going to have to say, that in the Takana de Rabbana, they left out that if you're doing it L'shem Mitzvah, then it's okay. Even though it's not Shkiach des Maneinu, they left out in the Takana de Rabbana, if you're doing it L'shem Mitzvah, it's alright. Not a, like, Plugdika de Rabbana. The Rabbana said that if you're Chama L'shem Mitzvah, they left it out. What I wanted to plug in here is an old klal of the Taz that we've spoken about in the past. The Taz in Yeridaya, in three places, but there are famous places in Yeridaya, Simin Kuftez Zayin, has a klal that the Rabbanon can't make Gezeris to be Iker of Pasuk in the Torah Lagami. The Rabbanon don't have a kayach to be geyser, to be oiker a mafurish apostik. The case he's going on is when the Rabbanon made a gzeira against doing schayra, against going into a business of treifus. Rabbanon made a gzeira against dealing in a business, dealing with nevelis and treifus with dvar masurim. Some that's awesome in atayra. You're not allowed to have such a business. If it's mizdamin loy, if you're a sheikhit, and an animal, this diamond happens to come out in a veil, you're allowed to sell it. But l'chatchila, to set up a business, to sell treifis, to sell things that are not kosher, is awesome. It says chutz mechelev. Chelev is mutter. Why is chelev mutter? So the Taz says that since it says b'feirish in the Torah in the parasha of chelev, since the Torah says b'feirish that if you're stuck with it, you should sell it, you're allowed to sell it. So the Rabbanon don't have a kayach to make a gzeira on something that's the head yibikra. I think that's a mafurish a pasuk. The Rabbanon can't be geizer. It can't be oikar a pasuk lagabri. He says that's why when Chazal were geizer on taking a luliv on Shabbos, they left that in the Beis Hamikdash you could take it. You could take a luliv even on Shabbos. It's right that they don't want to be oikar the pasuk lagamri, that you're not going to take a luliv. So they left, they were oikar it mostly, but they left the case where the pasuk still has a kiyum. It just fits in nicely here. If you learn Abba Shaul's Xerid Rabbanon, that they were geyser not to do yibum, but they weren't oikar lagamri. In a case, they had to leave a case open. They left a case where a person is say, where he and her say were being mechavel l'shem mitzvah, they could still do yibum. So they left cases where yibum is still possible. To be oikar yibum lagamri, same with Rabbanon, you're never going to do yibum. That Rabbanon can't do, because Rabbanon can't be oikar the pasuk lagamri. So Mimela, it's nice, the Ramah says that there still are cases where even if you pass like Abba Shaul, still the Gezeirah Rabbanah is not across the board. There's still cases where you could do Yibum. Which would be in a case where they say they're Mechavan Lishma. Otherwise, typically Rabbanah makes such a Gezeirah, they would make a Gezeirah across the board. So it's a possible explanation, or at least what the Ramah says, that even though we never do Yibum, but in such a case we'll still do Yibum. He's saying it reminds a person of the Taz that you're not oikar a pasuk l'gamri. Of course there would be another case that you would do Yibum, even like the Ramah, by regalokum. We discussed if it's regalokum, you also do Yibum. Alright, so there are two cases you could do Yibum. But Lamai said there are cases of Yibum that remain even bizman hazeh after the Gzeirah Rabbah. That's the Nukud I wanted to add. Let's see now the new Gemara. A bit complicated. We'll work as always. First I'm shot, and then we'll get into the whatever amount of pilpul we'll deal with. The bottom line of the Yom and Aleph says, Miyana duration mutemai, Miyana de sefer mutemai. We know that the Mishnah doesn't count for us, just a beat to count. When the Mishnah counts, it's coming to tell us a chiddush. So it has to be come to mimamai, it's something. So let's see what the Gemara says. Lemute derav, that's one. With Rabasi, that's two. Lemaya, two things. Rav's case, which is Tzara Seifa. We'll talk about what the case is in a minute. Ravasi's case, which is Tzara Eilinis. That's case number two. Lemaya, it's not included in the Mishnah. In other words, the Mishnah is not like Rav, not like Ravasi. So the Gemara, the Rav, the Ravasi, Lemute Mai. Rav also has to teach the Mishnah. Ravasi also has to teach the Mishnah. How are Rav and Ravasi going to teach the Mishnah? So Gemara says, "Isviru the Hadadi." If they agree with each other, if Rav and Ravasi agree with each other, so now you need two more miyutim for the Mishnah. Chada lamute tzaras memeenes. The third case. Chada lamute tzaras masagrushasay. So we have four things we're potentially memayit. Rav, which is Saita. Rav Asi, which is Elinus, plus Mema Enes, plus Mazag Rishasi, four miyut. Eli Skrulu Ladadi, Chadul Muti Chabri, Chad Muti, Esaras Menes, Esaras Mazag Rishasi. So one is coming to be Mamayit one, and one's being to be Mamayit the other. So we have a total of four things to be Mamayit from the Mishnah. Now what happens if you don't hold like Rav, you don't hold like Ravasi, what's the Mishnah Mamayit? We're in trouble, no? Turns out we need four things to be memayit, and we only have two available miyutim. No, when you finish this gemara, four things think you could be memayit: tzara of a saita, elinus, menes, mazagushase. Four things. So it's very good. If you hold like Rabbi Ravasi, you're only left with two. What happens if you don't hold like Rabbi Ravasi? You have four. What do you do with the Mishnah? So the Marsha in the Madure Basra asks this Kasha. He says, what are we going to do Lamaisa? If you don't have Rabbi Ravasi, you end up with four miyutim, and there are only two. So listen to the words of his teretz. He answers, if all four are available for miyutim, we're only going to be memayit Rav and Ravasi, because they're da'iraisa dikadina. And not the other two, which are memenes and mazagrushasai, because they're derabbanan dikadina. It's the lashon of the Marsha. Rav and Ravasi are da'iraisas, I'd rather be memayit them. Hanitre, Rav and Ravasi, I would have thought that potim in atayra to the sabar avar vasi. Avot tzaras menes mazgushasi less be isadairaisa. But there's no isadairaisa on the tzar of the memenes, the mazgushasi. So therefore, I don't have to be memayit. So says the Marsha is telling us that if you have all four, it's easy to separate. I'd rather be memayit something that I'd have a havamina to make a mistake in the deraisa, then suddenly you're going to have a meter to make a mistake in the derabban. So the Marsha is very good if we accept the aside. As we have to accept the aside, we need to start teaching the four cases. But before we even start, the Marsha is telling us that two of these are deraisas, and two of these are derabbanans, and let's see. By tzaras memenes, Rashi says it's a drabban. Rashi says beferish. Tzaras memenes is a hachisura drabbanani. By mazagrushasai, Rashi doesn't say anything about being a drabbanan. We'll have to figure it out. But before we start, the Marsha sort of sets the table. First to Hashal is a deraisa, next to Hashal is a drabban. Okay, now, let's try with as little confusion as possible to just go through the four cases and just teach the four cases. Okay, I'm not telling you any pulpulim. I'll get to pulpulim later, but just to teach the four cases because it's a little confusing. Your problem is the confusion is only in figuring out each case. So rather than going into the achronim and then getting confused, let's straighten it out right away in the beginning. Okay, case number one is tzaras saita. What is tzara saita? So before we begin, you have to know, you do know, you just organize in your mind, what is the meaning of saita, of the parsha of saita? There are actually three categories of saita, and we're going to try to talk about all three if we have time. There are three types of saita. The idea, the concept of saita can be three different tzirun. One tzir is a man is married, and an eshes ish is mezana, tachas baila. She's a saita. She does it b'mezid, she's chayav misa, she has asra. You have a mishnah in the beginning of the 10th perek where she did a bainus, witnesses said her husband died, and she went and married someone else. However she did it, the first taich of saita is someone who definitely, positively was mezana tachas baila. She was mezana tachas baila. And in the case, I'm talking now about the case in the 10th perek, in a normal case where a woman is mezana tachas baila, three isura machal on this woman. Asura labal, she's asa, husband has to divorce her, she's mezana baratzim. She's asura labayel. What is asura labayel? Means the mezana. The one who is mezana with her is not allowed to marry her. Her husband's going to give her a get. She'll go run to her bayil. No, the Torah says he can't marry the bayil. It's their eyes. Second Taisis brings it. And also, we'll have to see if it's important, but the emes is that she's also to ever marry a kayin. She gets a shem zayna, And now she's never allowed to marry a kohen. So the first type of saita, which is a saita vadai, we'll call it a saita vadai, shizicha b'zanatachas baila, the ratzim, a saita vadai is chalan ha three surim. It says v'nitma are three times in the parasha of saita. We learn that from v'nitma, one that she's asa to the baal, one that she's asa to the vayal, one that she's never allowed to marry a kohen. That means if she gets a get, she does tshuva, everything she does, she can never marry a kohen. Those are three surim. What? She's a grusha anyway, you're right. So it'll only be a nafkamina if after she's mizana her husband dies. I guess that'll be the only nafkamina, because otherwise you're right, she'll be also to claim it. So it'll be a nafkamina if after she's mizana the husband dies before he has a chance to give her a get. That'll be. Okay. That's the first type of saita, and that for sure our Gemara is talking about. That's a pashta saita. Kamina, what oinish she gets? Of course she gets a tamav. Of the nitma, what's in a say? So I'm not sure. Unless it's in the parish of Saina, then it'll be again a lav. I'm not sure there's an extra oinish, but okay. There's a second type of saita. We're going to give it a name, suffix saita, because that's what the Rishayim call it. What is a suffix saita? A suffix saita, if you ever learn from Masechta Saita, the word saita in that whole Masechta is talking about a suffix saita. A suffix saita is a woman who we know was miyached with a man. She was over on yichud with a man, and it's a man that the husband is chayshid her business. But we don't know that she was ever mizana. We don't know there was nus. We don't know what happened. So there, if you learn Pashas Narsai, you see that he warns her, he takes her to the Beis HaMikdash, and she drinks from the water of the Saita, and the water of the Saita paskins. Today we don't have May Saita. This woman has a din suffix Saita. She's also Asa to the Baal. She's also Asa to the Baal. She was Miyachid with Eidim. After she was born, she was Miyachid with Eidim. The same thing happens, the same dinim apply. She's also to the Baal, she's also to the Baal, she's also to a Kayin. Well, that's the second type of Saita. Now, we have to ask ourselves, is Rav talking about only the first type of Saita, the Muhammadika type? Or even the second type? So we'll have to get to that. But, well, I'm saying, because Manazel, where there's no Maimarim. Today, well, you can't, if you give it a drink, so the water path can dice. But if not, we don't have Maimarim today, so she's also, it's Bismanazet too. Her husband is never allowed, she should be careful, she never warned his wife not to be biyichud with somebody. Sometimes a man means it innocently. You know, he says, you know, the repairman's coming, be careful, don't be biyichud with him. It could be, theoretically, it could be a problem if you warn her against the yichud. So a person has to be careful. It applies as none as that. There's a din of suffix saita. What? If she's miyachid with Eidim, let's hope it doesn't happen. But that's a second type of saita. Suffix saita. She has the same din in bizman hazeh. The same din. You all know, we learned in Shas, there's a concept of suffix tumah b'shesayachid l'chumrah. Right, there's a rule, and we had it in Pesachim many years ago. Safik tumah b'shesayachid is tamei. That we learn out of Saita. It says v'nitma by a safik. She's miyachid. We know she's mizana. The Torah says she's asa labal olabayol lakayanim, just like a vade Saita. That's a safik Saita. The Torah says you have to be machmer. Again, only if she was warned and she was miyachid b'reidim after the warning. There's a third category, and that is an Eishes Kayin, Shenensa. An Eishes Kayin, it's not really fair to call her a Saita, because Saita is a Lashon of Isha Ki Sista Tachas Baal, it's a Lashon of Shtus, of Ruach Shtus. A Saita is really somebody who did something bad. An Eishes Kayin Shenensa, That means an Eishes Kayin, she didn't do anything wrong, but somebody forced her and was Mizana with her. Eishes Kayin Shenensa is also Asa Labayla, Labala Labayla. She's also Asura. But it's a different category. It's a third category. Eishes Kayin Shenensa is a third category of, we'll call it Saita for our purposes, a third category of Eisha Shenesra Tachas Baila. And you can have the same Yibum Shaila, the same exact Shaila. The husband dies, she falls to Yibum, what's it do? So we have here three cases of Saita. The case of a Saita Vadai, we know she was Mizana. And Rav and Zichah talking about that, because that's the smallest Chiddush. We have a case of Safik Saita, which is a Saita that was warned, she was Miyachid, we don't know if she was Mizana. And we're going to have to figure that out. We'll have Machlekes Rishayim if Rav is talking about that. And we have a third case of a Kayin, Eishes Kayin Shenensa. And if you look into the Mukiyasif, says Tzarechian if Rav is talking about that case too. That means Rav is talking about either one or two or three cases. Either Vaday Saita, that he's talking about. He might be talking about Safik Saita. He might be talking even about Eishes Kayin Shenensa, three potential cases, and we'll come back to that. So as you straighten out pshat, that's going to be our discussion this morning, to talk about the cases of Safik Saita. But still, dealing with pshat, what does Rav hold? Rav holds Tzara Saita, whichever case it is, Asura. In other words, he holds that the Saita is the same as the 15 Noshim in our Mishnah, that Saita, Namiyabim, Nat Chaylitz, Pata Zetzara. That's Rav Shita. If our Mishnah is coming Lamute, if we say not like Rav, then what happens? That gets confusing already. Not confused yet, so far glad. Rav holds that a Saita, whichever case he's talking, three possible cases, whichever case Rav is talking about, he holds it's the same as the Mishnah. Now Yibum, the Chalitza, Sarah's off the hook. The question is, and this is where it gets confusing, is if we say Lamute de Rav, we don't agree with Rav. What do we hold? What do we hold? What do we hold? Huh? She falls to Yibum, and you can be Miyabim her? Is it possible? The Baal himself was Asur to her. It's not possible that you fall to Yibum. The Tzara. So it could be that we disagree with Rav. What's negated Tzara? Okay, that would be the easiest way to learn this Gemara, because you like and I like when everything fits smoothly. The easiest way to learn is that all four cases, the thing that's different in our Mishnah is the Tzara. So let's pretend that's correct. Okay? So by Saita, if you don't like Rav, the Tzara is different. It sounds like that from Rashi. Rashi mixes in Tzara. Domer Rav, Tzara, Saita, Asura. Okay. The second case, Tzara, Eilanis. So same thing. Eilanis is easy already. There's only one type of Eilanis. Okay, and Eilanis is not an Akara. An Akara is not Eilanis. A person who just doesn't have children is not an Eilanis. An Eilanis is a woman who has specific simonim of an Eilanis. Eilanis is a specific taich. Okay, the word Eilanis does not apply to a woman who had surgery and they had to take out her womb and she can't have children. That's not an Eilanis. That's called an Akara. That's not this Gemara. We're going to learn that a few days. We'll see what the din of an Akara is. An Eilanis is a woman with specific simone Eilanis. The simonim of an Eilanis, and it's a specific type of woman. An Eilanis, Ravasi holds no Yibum, no Chalitza, the Tzara is Ptura. If our Mishnah argues, this is easy, if our Mishnah argues, we agree an Eilanis can't do Yibum. There's no possibility of her having a child. So there's no Yibum. Kol she'en el Yibum pashtus is eno el chalitza. So it's only Tzara that we argue with. The same thing with Tzara's Mima'enes.
We're not going to say that the Me'enes should have Yibum if we're Me'ayed it. We're not going to say Me'enes gets Yibum. She's not married to the brother. When she's Me'ayed, she's always married to him. So obviously, the Kshayla is about the Tzara of the Me'enes. And presumably, by Mazeh Gerushah, say the same thing. The Shaila is on the Tzara of the Mazeh Gerushah. So if we learn this way, all four are easy. All four, I would have thought the Tzara is Pater. So the Mishnah says, no, only 15 women Pater the Tzara. These four don't Pater the Tzara. And if you hold like Rav, it's only 3. If you hold like Rav Asi, it's only 2. However many, the Mishnah is Mamayit, it's Mamayit from Tzara. Okay, this is a simple way to learn. And the truth is that for 3 out of 4, it's pretty simple. Except for Saita, which is more complicated. It's pretty simple that we're going to be Mayat these. And Amish is telling us that, again, either all four, or 2 or 4, or 3 or 4, whichever Shita you hold, the Mishnah is Mamayat, that there's no Ptur Tzara. No Ptur on the Tzara, she could do either Yibum or Chalitza, right? She could either do Yibum or do Chalitza, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. Now, let's come back. I think Masada good? It was, let's pick one of the cases. Let's say Memenes, Saita. Just because she's Usher to the husband, why can't she be Mutter to the Yavam? All right, we'll have to figure out about a mission in the ninth parak, but you're asking a sorrow of a good question. Okay, let's go back to Saita. We're going to start, I told you there are 3 types of Saita. Let's start with the first type, the easy type. She's Zichar Mezana Tachas Baila, Zichar Asa to her husband. Why is she Asa to the husband? The Gemara says, Tumuk Siv Vaki Erva. Because it says the word Tumah. Tumah is just like every Erva. So just like the 15 Arayas in the Mishnah, you don't do Yibum too. So the Erva, you also don't do Yibum too. Now, the question is, where does it say Tumah? It doesn't say Tumah Lagabe the Yavam. She's not Tumah to everybody. It says Vinitma. When she's Mizana, Vinitma, she became Tumah. So we're dashing nitma, not to mean tumah like the type of tumah you go to the mikvah for. We're dashing the nitma to mean that she's an erva, that there's an iser for somebody to live with her, for who to live with her. Chad labal, chad labayim. Right? This woman, this saita, it's not like the bitai eshes sachiv. Everyone's asur in his daughter. Everyone's asur in his eshes sachiv. Bitai. It's not when we saita. When we say saita is the issa labal, and a second pasuk labayo, and a third pasuk lakayin. But the iser is not like our mishnah. In our mishnah, the erva was an erva to the yava, right? Not to the husband. All the 15 of our mishnah, the erva was an erva to the yava. Right, his daughter married his brother. The daughter fell to him. By Saita, the Saita is a tuma, is an erva to her husband. Rabbi Chanan in Simin Tezvav in the Kaivet Tzaharis asks, how does this work? Nitma, it says legabi the baal. It says v'nitma legabi the baal. The pasuk's not talking about Yibum. It's talking about a Saita. It was Mizana. She's usher to her husband. It's talking to Gabi the Baal. How do you know she's usher to the Yava? The 15 cases in the Mishnah are an erva to the Yava. It's the Yavam's daughter, the Yavam's other relative. You understand? Here, it's not the Yavam's erva. It's the husband's erva. The Nitma is the Gabi the husband. How does Rav know to say that you're usher to the Yavam? And you can do Yibum. Mechitaisi.
Yes, he's going to Rav.
He's this guy, Rav. The whole Rabbi Chanan is Rav. Loi Rav, it says v'nitma to make it an erva. How do you know they asked it to the Yavam? Rabbi Chanan answers that it's a kal v'chaymer. The kal v'chaymer, you look it up later, is in the Gemara Yud Aleph on the days by Mazagusha. So there's a kal v'chaymer near the bottom of the page that im lemuta la nesra la asr la laikolshke. Im lemuta la nesra la asr la laikolshke. What does that mean in English? Im lemuter la nesra, who's mutata that she became aser, her husband. She's a saita lemuter la to her husband nesra, she becomes aser. So la asura la lekoshke, she's a chidna become aser to the yavam. So therefore, Rabbi Chanan says that Rav is saying it says v'nitma. Nitma alone only tells me that she's aser labal labayil. Ulakayim. It says three vinitmas, one labal, one labal, one lakayim. Doesn't say anywhere liyavam. How do I know liyavam? Teretz is, it's a kavachayim. Madach, when she's a zana, she becomes asa to her husband. That was mutata till now. To her brother in law, that was always asa to her. The mutala nesra, la asa la nekoshke. What? She should be asa to the whole world when. Stand. She was asa beforehand to the whole world. She was asa to the whole world, but that when the husband died, isa to the world, Eishes Ish comes off. Eishes Ach is still Eishes Ach. It's just that it's still Eishes Achid. Just you want it to become mutter now by the husband's death. You want it to plug it to say that there'll be a heter of Yavah of Yibum. So if the Isser Eishes Ach existed till now, so it should continue to exist. Eishes can't exist. She's not Eishes Ish. Eishes Ach could exist. Eishes Ish can't exist. The husband died. If you hold its hutra, it's probably going to work out better. Hopefully we'll get to it. If it's hutra, we'll see. Let's pretend it's hutra. We'll deal with it that way, and hopefully we'll come back to it. But Zot Rabbi Chanan, that again, that why can't she marry the Yavam? Because it says Vinitma makes her an erva. That only makes her erva to her husband. Does it make her erva to her brother-in-law? Yes, it makes her erva to her brother-in-law because Lemutala Nesra La'asala Lekoshke. Okay. It means an extension of the husband's Yisr extends to the Yavam as well. If the Yavam also, it's considered Erev Lagabi the Yavam. Okay. So this is the way Rabbi Chanan learns Pshat, and we're going to stick with it as a Pshat. Now, let's talk about which type of Saita we're going on. I told you there are three types of Saita. A Saita Vadai, that's included. A Saita Safik, called a Safik Saita. And an Eishes Kayin. Let's first deal with Eishes Kayin. It's quicker. Then we'll come back to Safik Saita. What's the din of an Eishes Kayin who was Nensa Tachas Baila? Is she included in this parasha or not? So there's a one line in Muki Yosef. It's on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in the Dafei Harif near the bottom in parentheses. Be'eshes kain hechad enensa tzarachim. It's not one line, it's a half a line. Be'eshes kain hechad enensa tzarachim emrinan v'meis chaylatzis. Is that included in Rav or not included in Rav? The case of Eishes Kayin says tzarachim if it's included or not. Is it Beis Shmuel who says, brings a raya that it is included? Now, Rav is talking about a Eishes Kayin answer to Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Mishnah Lamelech, both are matnia on the Nimuki Yosef, and in the case of the Shlomalach, he brings the Beis Shmuel, he's with me on the Beis Shmuel too. The Ataina is a Beferisha Gemara, Saita Davav. You can look it up. The Gemara in Saita Davav says, Eshes Kayin Shenensa, the Loi Ach Cholol, he has a brother that's not a Kayin. Loi Tisyabein, the Gemara says, Velosh and Ditmiya, you think there's no Yibum? Eshes Kayin Shenensa, and he has a brother who's a Cholol, he's a Cholol's allowed to marry such a woman. Loi Tisyabein, the Gemara says, Velosh and Ditmiya, I've added a Yibum. So the Kitegra and the Mishnah Melech say, what's going on? Who can you say, Mr. Gemara? It's a Gemara that says the Farish that a Eishes Kayin Shenensa has Yibum. So then Matmiya, how could the Mukiyasa be Mesotik? And Koshkin, how could the Meshmuel pass the Lechumra? How to answer from the Farish of Gemara?
Why only an Achol?
What do you think? What? Woman Shen, remember Ksub in the beginning of Ksub, instead of Ketashis Kain, there's only one Safik. Tachtav or not Tachtav? That's Tachtav. You mean she becomes to us to everybody else, not just to her husband. The assumption is yes. Yes, just even by this is us to her Kain. Rabbi Chanan here in Simit Hesvav Ois Gimel answers Rabbi Kivaga's kasha. Very geshmak, all built on the way he learned pshat in Rav. How are we learning pshat in Rav? That it says v'nitma'a that asks you on the bow. How are you asa on a yavam from a kal b'chaymer? Madach be. Bimutala Nesra Basala and Koshke. Rav Shita said, Mutala Shachasa Basala. Zakt Rebel Chanan. Mukiyais of Safik is when you have an Eshes Kayin Shenensa, and he has a brother who's a regular Kayin. He's also a Kayin. Zaini to a Kayin is a laugh. In a Torah, you do Birishaina. He's Mesupik. Is there a din? If an Eshes Kayin Shenensa has a brother who's also a Kayin, the Mukhiyasif is Mesupik. And the Beis Shmuel passes the phone. What was the Gemara in Saita saying? Eshes Kayin Shenensa V'loi Acholol. If he has a brother who's a Cholol, Zot Rebel Chanan, the Kavachayma falls away. What's a Kavachayma? Madach, you become also to the husband. Zikr, you become asa to the Yavam. V'mutala Nesra, basala lekoshke. If the husband is a Kayin and the Yavam is a Cholol, have a pirchan the Kavachaymer. You can't compare. V'mutala Nesra, because he's a Kayin. Kayin become asa to an Ensa. V'asala lekoshke, have a pircha. That's a Cholol. You can't make a kavachaymer. The money become a seta kai. Zilu become a seta chalol. A chalol is less than a kai. It's true. But from Meshes Ach alone, I wouldn't have asked it without the kavachaymer. Without the kavachaymer, I'm not going to answer because the case. I would have said it's a case of evil because of the kavachaymer. Now, once you need the kavachaymer, so the chanan is very geshmak. Once you need the kavachaymer. So now it's not shver from Saita Davar. To go make a kavachayim from Kayin to Cholol, you can't make such a kavachayim from Kayin to Cholol. So it comes out from this, what?
The question is why is it certain? No, the question is why can
he? Why didn't he bring a raya from Saita Davar? Rabbi Kivag is saying, what are you misupping about to Gemara? Terus is that Gemara is talking about a Saita as a brother who's a Cholol. So there's no kavachaymer, so the chalol could be the abbot. The tzarchin of him is Rav talking about Eshes Kayin Shenensa too. You could have a kavachaymer.
She's a zonah, probably the abbot.
because it'd be surei lavim, and yibum by surei lavim, we say is viyav, right? And a Torah be Yerushalmi. Right, so that's nice and neat. Eishes Kayin we took care of. What's the din of Eishes Kayin? If the brother's a cholol, he's miyavim. If the brother's not a cholol, mukiyosus has sarachin, and the Beis Shmuel brings a raya that it's included. So, like I said, Eishes Kayin is the easier one. What about us? What? The what? It's just Kaya Shenensa. Is it Safik Chalitza? Or is it Safik Yeshus Kaya Shenensa? Well, Bizman is there, we don't do it. We're going to be a Rishana to be a Shnia. So the whole thing's a Shach, right?
It's only Shach
that the Lord said, yeah, I think. So I think Gemara and Daftaf is talking about a Grusha that falls to a brother who's a Kaya. So Saita is not, there should be no different. We're left with one more case, the case of Safik Saita. Is that included in Rav? So that Tosis on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis writes that Tosis is it? Tosis Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosis there says Safik the Tosis Dibur Masal Tzara Saita Asura. V'dafka soita vaday, avol soita safik boi chalitza. Tosis there says that a safik soita needs chalitza. Safik soita boi chalitza. In other words, Rav is not talking about safik soita. As we have a fairish of Tosis again. So we have three categories of soita. The third category of Safik Saita. Safik Saita, Taisa says, Boy Chalitza. What?
Could be Al Safik.
Could be Al Safik. I mean, we're just treating it like every Safik in every Safik in Yibum always
needs.
Well, you never need more than one to do.
If it's a Safik Saita, then it would be a Safik. That's why you believe it, then your Tzara is often doing Chalitza.
Because we're Chalitza Psula, you mean? With Masafik, you would need a drabban on all of them. Does he mean that they all need? So I don't know. I think Chalitza Psula is a din drabbanon. No, you can't do Yibum. I'm not sure. All right, so we have here Vaita, something very glat. We have a Farish Tais, a Spectra Bochan. If you go with my Kal V'Chaymer, I have a problem with Tosis. The Kal V'Chaymer is that Madach be Mutala Nesra Ba'asala Le'Koshkein. So Trevor Chanan, here, what's it done by a Safik Saita? A Safik Saita will never be Mavar. We have no Meimorim, will never be Mavar. You have a Safik Saita, the Halacha is that she's Asala Baila. Taloch is that she's a surah labayla, she's a saita. You warned her, she was miyachid, she's zicha asa labayla. So why don't we say Frekta Mochanan, why don't we say the same Kal V'Chaymer? Madach be mutala nesra, she's asa to her husband, so ba asa la leikoshkein. It should be the same iser to the kain as well. Good, explain.
If she is a brother now, that the show is there, it was only on the time that she was really sick, and then she's not really that tiny place.
Okay, good. That's the direction that we're going. But the kasha, everyone understands the kasha. If the suffix site is Aser, then you should say the same Kal V'Chaymer. Again, if the whole thing works out the Kal V'Chaymer, it's because Eves HaKrosses. Okay, could be his only bad. But if it works out the Kal V'Chaymer, the Kal V'Chaymer should apply. What? What is the answer to Turetzin? Okay. We'll see what Rabbi Chanan is done is what comes down to basically the shaila of the taich of suffix seiter. If you hold that Rav is not talking about a suffix seiter, as a suffix seiter is not included in Rav's din that she's patam ibum and chalitza and patas the tzara. The reason for that would be, Rabbi Chanan says, that a suffix seiter is a suffix if she's a seiter. On the tzad she's a seiter, she's awesome. On the tzad she's not a seiter, she's not to be ibum. So memelu wa machmer an ibum. What about chalitza? What do you do by a suffix by chalitza? A suffix by chalitza, you do chalitza. So that Rabbi Chanan says that a suffix seiter would dan like all sfeikas in the Torah, and would dan the two tzadim. It's not like suffix seiter is a new category of seiter. Suffix seiter is a person that you have to be dan both possibilities. So look at it both ways. If she was mizana, she's a real seiter, she's also to her husband. So a machmir, she's also a kabbalchaima to the other as well. If she wasn't mizana, it's all a mistake, then really, if we could prove it, she would be mutter to her husband. And then she would need chalitza. So, misafik, we're going to do chalitza. In other words, Rabbi Chanan is saying that the only way we can understand Taisus and those Rishayim that hold that a suffix saita is not included in Rav is because with Dan, a suffix saita on Tutsdadim. You don't take this new suffix saita and have this new category suffix saita. Say she's also the husband, then she's also to the yava. No, she's also to her husband, so we don't know what happened. So what about the yavam? Right, just like to a husband we're machmir, to the yavam we're machmir. We're not mekel. We're machmir that she's also to her husband. She's also to the yavam. We're not mekel that she's also to the yavam. So the mekel you need chalitz. But this, Rabbi Chanan, of course, is picked up by Rav Shimon and Shari Yasha because of Rav Shimon's general mahalach in Sfeikas. Now, the Rav Shimon is in Shar Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph. In learning the Shari Yasha, you have to be careful. Rav Shimon assumes that you know every Taisus in Shas. And you can easily get sidetracked when he starts talking about Taisus and you know what he's talking about and you lose it. You have to be able to learn the Rav Shimon, and if he brings an araya from a Taisus, you have two choices. You can look up every Taisus if you want. Or you can just trust him and see what he learns from the Taisus. That's what you're going to have to learn this. It's only the first paragraph. I say only the first paragraph. The first paragraph is 2.5 columns long. But Rav Shimon talks about the following Nidin. He talks about this Kashin, which we're going to pick up on tomorrow. But before that, I want to chazal with you what Rav Shimon says in Shar Aleph before Perek Yud Aleph. Rav Shimon has a shita that a suffix da'iraisa is a vaday iser. Now when we say suffix da'iraisa l'chumra, we don't mean that we're mesupik. We mean that it's zicha aser. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Harsinai and he told us, you should know if you have a suffix nevela, or a suffix chelev, or a suffix erva, any suffix deraisa, you're not allowed to eat it. Not misafik. The vadad. And the example, which I told you numerous times, you have a person who's very hungry, and he comes home, and there's food on the table, and his wife says that suffix iser. It got mixed. It's a piece of meat. Got mixed with a piece of nevela. I don't know which one it is. It's a suffix iser nevela. And the person, Loyaleinu, goes and he eats it. And he's hoping and praying that it wasn't nevela. 50-50 chance. When he comes up to Shemayim, Sakrib Shimon, he comes up to Shemayim, the first thing he asks, he says, you know, I didn't want nevela down here. I ate this piece of suffix nevela. Was it nevela or wasn't it nevela? So the Malach and Shemayim will tell him it was not nevela, it was kosher, but you are over an Issa deraisa. What Issa was over? It was kosher. So Rav Shimon uses a lashon that this is the 614th din in the Torah that safek d'oraisa are aser. A safek d'oraisa is zicher aser. It's not pshat. You're taking your chances. The Torah says you're not taking chances. A safek d'oraisa is a vadayisa. A safek d'oraisa is definitely positively aser. There are no two ways about it. Now, it's aser al tzvich avera, not the avera of nevela. The avera of safek d'oraisa lo chumra. They have different rules. The question now becomes, what about safek saita? Is a safek saita a vaday yisr? Or is a safek saita a maybe yisr? This Rabbi Chanan, the way I explained it to you, only makes sense if it's a safek yisr, Rabbi Chanan could say, oh, you have to be machmir in both directions. If it's zicha aser, then it's zicha aser. Why do chalitza? She's zicha aser. So, Shimon here deals with the issue, and he deals with the fact that all safek tuma b'shus hayachid we learn out of safek saita. If you have safek tuma b'shus hayachid and kachin touches it, we burn the kachin. We don't say, well, tutzadim only machmir. No. So we burn kachin based on safek tumah b'shus hayachid, and therefore Rav Shimon rejects, at least at the outset, this type of an approach, and he starts to explain our Gemara. So that the Yitzhak Shem is on the table for tomorrow. Okay. Also, the second Taisus, the Taisus Abayom, we're going to deal with tomorrow. So.